Parshas Behar, the Torah tells us, V'chisim kerumim karla misacha, o kanomi ad misacha, al tano ish es amiso. So this pasuk is a makor for the din of Ona'a in the context of Mekach u'Memkar. But Rashi here, al Torah, quotes the Torah's konim, that seems to derive a additional halacha from this pasuk. V'od yesh drasha, minayin kishata mocher, mochor lisol chaviracha. How do we know that when you're engaged in commerce, you should preferably sell to a Jew? Tamalomar v'chisim karum im karla misacha. Machor. V'minayin she'im batzu liknos k'nei Yisrael chavirecha. Tamalomar o kano miyat amisacha. So the Torah's Kohanim indicates that there is a preference. If you have a choice to sell to a Jew or a non-Jew, better to sell to the Jew. You have a choice to buy from a Jew or a non-Jew, better to give business to the Jew. And the Torah's Kohanim, the part that Rashi doesn't quote, goes on to point out this applies not only in the context of Karka, which is the context of the Pasuk, but applies to Metaltalin as well. There's a preference to engage in commercial activity with Jews as opposed to non-Jews. What's unclear from the Torah's Kohanim is to what extent that is true. Does that apply, for example, even in a case where you can make a greater profit by engaging in a commerce with the non-Jew relative to the Jew, or is it more limited? So that's not clear from the Torah's Kohanim itself. We do find, however, a parallel sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph, which those poskim that discuss the first halacha in the Torah's Kohanim compare it because of the parallels to the halacha in Bava Metzia, which may provide further clarity to this din. The Gemara has on Ayin Aleph and Aleph in Bava Metzia towards the top, the Tani Rav Yosef, four lines from the top, Em Kesav Talves Amias Ani Imach, the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Ami V'Nochri Ami Kodem. If you have a choice between extending a loan to a Jew and extending a loan to a non-Jew, it's preferable to extend the loan to the Jew. Ani V'Ashir Ani Kodem. If you have a choice to extend a loan to a poor person or a rich person, better extend it to the poor person. Ani Yechav Ani Yircha Ani Yecha Kodmin. Better to extend the loan to members of your family over members of the city. Better to extend the loan to the members of your city rather than to foreigners. Amar Mar, Ami V'Nachri Ami Kodem Shita. What's the Chiddush in telling me that if you have a choice between extending a loan to a Jew and a non-Jew, better to extend it to the Jew? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Lo Nitzucha Elad Afilu L'Nachri Beribis U'Lisa B'Chinam. The Chiddush is, even if you have an opportunity to make money off the loan by extending it to a non-Jew and charge interest, it's still better to give it to the Jew without interest than to the non-Jew with interest. Okay? We'll come back to that in a moment. How is this quoted l'halacha? So if you look in... Oh, I forgot to put the Mamar Kamos. Okay, you can't look the second. Trust me, that the Mechaber in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tzadi Zayin Sif Aleph, quotes half of this halacha. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lahalvos Laniye Yisrael. So there is a mitzvah, M'kesset Hovas Ami, Im is one of the Ims, that doesn't mean Im. So there's a mitzvah to extend a loan to a Jew. V'hi Mitzvah Gedol Yosef Min Asaka. Better than conventional staka to give a loan rather than just hand out money. V'krovo ani kodnol aniyim acherim. So your own family aniyim take precedence over other aniyim. Ani ir kodmil ani ir acheres. Afilu asher shetzarech lahalvos mitzvah lavoso lefisha ulanoso af bedvarim liyaso ezoganoso. And even a rich person, if he needs a loan, there's still a mitzvah to extend the loan to a rich person. So the Bechaber doesn't quote the other halacha here of Amcha versus Nachri to give preference to the Yisrael. So that we'll have to come back to as well. So at first glance, the Gemara here seems to be saying the fact that there's a preference to give a loan, to extend a loan to Jew over non-Jew, even in a case, Gemara says the Chiddush is, even in a case where you stand to benefit financially from giving it to the non-Jew, you're going to make money off the interest, and you're not going to make any money giving it to the Jew, still better to give it to the Jew. So that sounds like even where there's a financial loss incurred, there still is a mitzvah to be malva to the Jew. Torah Tamima, in his Perish Al HaTorah, there in Parshas Sefratim, Peri Kaf Deis, Pasuk Kaf Dalid, is bothered by that. How could that be? Don't we have a principle of Chayecha Kodmin? that why should you incur loss to benefit someone else? Yeah, it's true that it's a nice thing to extend a loan, but why should you incur financial loss by extending a loan to a Jew when you have the opportunity to make money by extending it to a Nachri? So the Torah Tumimah suggests that maybe the Gemara is really talking about a very limited context. If your cheshbonos are only in terms of mitzvah, not in terms of making money is not your parnasa, it's not your interest, but you have a calculation, there are two mitzvahs that you could perform. There's a mitzvah of extending a loan to a Yisrael. There's also a mitzvah, according to some, of la nachri sashich, that extending a loan with interest to a non-Jew is not just a allowance, but it's maybe even a mitzvah. So if you have a choice between those two things, so better to prefer the mitzvah of giving a loan to a Jew than the mitzvah of la nachri sashich. The Deborah Siner in the Tshuva Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Kaf references this Torah Tamima, and he says Dvarav are chachamim but not emes. That it's a creative chat, but he doesn't think it's true. Okay, so if that's the case, what exactly is the geder of this halacha, where sounds like even if you incur loss, there's still a requirement to extend the loan to a Jew over a non-Jew? So let's take a look at how the Chafetz Chaim quotes these halachos in his Avos Chesed, in the first chelak of Avos Chesed, Perek Hey. In Bo Yisrael Kanani Lulavos Meyetzlo Vishneim Bishave Al Mishkonos Bitchonos Tovos. So if you have a choice between extending a loan to a Jew and a non-Jew with the exact same terms, then you should extend it to the Jew. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzias. So even though the Mechaber doesn't quote that lahalacha, where he quotes the other lachas on the daf, Chafetz Chaim says it is true lahalacha. Beis afilu emekanani rotzalitin lurbibis vayisal bechinam. So even if he stands to gain financially from extending the loan to the Nachri, gamken yilav liYisrael. However, so that is true that it's better to give it to Yisrael over Nachri, even if you can make interest off the Nachri. Nevertheless, the Chafetz Chaim writes down in Gimel, then Iker Parnasasa who Aidei Alvas Kanani Beribis Chayav Kodman. However, that's his Parnasa. If he's engaged in the business of extending loans, common medieval Jewish profession, then that's mutter, that's his parnasa. So then there's no requirement to give it to the Yisrael over the Nachri if this is his parnasa. If it's a case where you're just doing someone a favor, it's not that you need to make that money, it's not calculated as part of your income, you have the opportunity to extend the loan to a Jew or a non-Jew, so then better to give it to the Jew and not make money, even if you could have given it to the non-Jew and make money. But if your parnasa is through lending beribis, then you're allowed to lechachila extend the loan to the Nachri. Okay. Now skip to Hey. Vida de bedin zeh she'amarnu deyaktim liYisrael b'china milaknani beribis. So, opinion number one that the Chafetz Chaim quote says that in a case where it's not your parnasa, but nevertheless you stand to potentially make money off giving a loan to a Nachri, so even if you have the potential of making a lot of money, the din still says that you have to extend the loan to the Yisrael Shalom Beribis over the Nachri Beribis. So as long as it's you're not your parnasa, even if you stand to make a lot of money by giving it to the Nachri, you're still mechuyev to give it to the Yisrael and not make any money. That's the position, among others, of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua in that sugya in Bava Metzia is bothered by the following kasha. Again, the Gemara had said, the chiddush of Amcha, Esani Imach, is that even if you have the opportunity to extend a loan to an Nachri Beribis, you still have to prefer to give it to the Yisrael. So the Bnei Yeshua is bothered. What's the Chiddush? Don't I already have a parallel halacha in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Kaf? The case of a nevela, lagerisha b'sherechet tenan of achala omachor lenachri. There the Gemara tells us that nesina de ger is kodem lemechir de akum. That better to give it to the ger toshav and not make any money over giving it to the akum and making money. So you already have such a model that even if you're going to lose money, there's still a order of preference. So if there's an order of preference to give it to a ger toshav over nachri, then kol shekein, there's an order of preference to give it to Yisrael over a nachri. So it must be, says the Pnei Yeshua, the Chiddush is that even if there's going to be hefsin meruba, even if there's the case of the nevela is a hefsin muat, you're trying to sheft an animal, didn't work out, so now you have a nevela, so that's not much of a loss. But even, so the Chiddush here is, even if it's a hefsin gadol, still you're mechuyev to give the money to the Yisrael and not to the nachri. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says, that's what the Megillas Esther says, and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's what the Chavetz Chaim quotes here as the first opinion. And then he says, second Yeshomrim, didavka hecha shah revach humuat, aval ima revach humeruba, eina mechuyev bezeh. That's only if, the din is only if the potential profit is minimal. But if you stand to make a significant profit, even if it's not your business, no chiyuv to give it to the Yisrael over the Nachri. And that he quotes in the bottom from Sharim Mishpat. And then the Chavetz Chaim writes, V'chein mash meksas mi Shuvas Ramah Simen Yud. What's the Shuvas Ramah Simen Yud? So you'll recall we spoke about this earlier this year, the famous Shuvas Ramah, about the Maran Padua's printing press, the Maran Padua's printing of the Rambam, which was undersold by a non-Jewish competitor. And the Rambam paskin that it's usher for anyone to buy the competitor's Rambams until the Maran Padua sells off his edition of the Rambam. So as we discussed, the Rambam there has four distinct reasons for Cheshbonos to support his psak. One of them is based on this Torah Kohenim that we started with and the parallel to the Gemara in Bav Metzia. So there the Rambam writes as follows. Hayesod agadol lashlishi shuvas Ramah Simen Yud. He quotes our Torah Kohanim, better to buy from a Jew than to buy from a non-Jew. So he says, even if the Maran Padua, before he argued that the Maran Padua is a gadol ador, so there's a special chiyuv to support the gadol ador. Even if he was Stam Yid, the din is that you have to support a Jew over a Nachri. And don't tell me that this din is only true if the Jew and the non-Jew are selling for the same price. But if the Nachri is giving you a better deal, you're allowed to buy from the Nachri. Not true. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Kesef Tal Ve'Esami. You see, even if you stand to lose, you're still mechuyev to give the loan to the Yisrael Shelo Beribis over the Nachri Beribis. So that's a little bit perplexing why the Chavetz Chaim groups the Ramah in the second camp. He says, you see from the Ramah, a little bit mashrim from the Ramah in Simen Yud, that if there's going to be Hesed Meruba, then you're not mechuyev to give the loan to the Yisrael. The Ramah seems, if anything, to be saying the opposite. That you don't say the din only applies if it's the same amount, even if there's a differential, and he doesn't tell you what the differential is. So the Chavetz Chaim mean the Mashmaos is only if it's a minimal differential and not a larger differential. You don't see that necessarily in the Shuvas Ramah. In the fancy printing of the Avos Chesed with the perish on the bottom called the Torah's Chesed, raises this issue with the Chavetz Chaim. He doesn't understand for this reason what the Mashmaos in the Ramah is that the Chavetz Chaim is driving at. Okay. Be that as it may, as it is, the Ramah has multiple cheshbonos to support its tzak, so it's unclear how much stands on its own and how much is betzirif other factors, especially given that the Ramah doesn't give you any precise gedder as to what the differential would be, if there is any differential, in which you would be allowed to be malvet to the Nachri over the Yisrael.
Focus here.
Wait, wait, tzedaka? You mean halva?
Halva.
Correct. Okay, the former tzedaka. Right? It's a separate mitzvah to be malv Yisrael,
right.
But as
we said, Yeshua talks about tzedaka.
Right. Correct. So, the Ramah clearly equates them, and we'll see the other person that discusses seem to equate them as well. Now you could argue, or do you want to argue that the differential will be smaller for Mecca Chumemkar relative to Tzedakah?
Yeah.
So Ramah doesn't seem to be assuming that. The Tashbeis that we're going to see in a minute doesn't seem to be assuming that. The Ramosha, both of them that talk about it don't seem to assume that, but you could suggest such a thing. Okay. So that Sefer on the Perish on the Avos Chesed points out there is a Chuvas Tashbeis. There is a Chuvas Tashbeis. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, which you have here in the Mar Mekomos, that does have a mashmos that perhaps the adifus for Yisrael or Nafri is only where there's a minimal hefsid, not where there's a more maximal hefsid. You'll forgive me for looking at an easier to read defus here, but the shaila in the Tashbeitz here, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, was there was a in Tunisia. Tashbeitz started off in Spain and then moved to North Africa after the Rivash did, and Tashbeitz is the Talmud of the Rivash, right? The Rivash left Spain after the pogroms in the 1390s. He went to North Africa, and the Tashbeitz is the Talmud of the Rivash. The Tashbeitz also is the North Africa summer. So he's talking about Tunisia here, that the merchants in Tunisia had some kind of a pact that they would only do business with Jews or only sell merchandise to Jews if the Jews would contribute an extra zuz per dinar for every transaction. So they would only do business with the Jews if the Jews would pay more. The Tashbeis writes, "Davrzel lo nitan lahamin chas v'sholom lo seyasa zos v'sol." It's not right. Share limkor shava b'shava min hadin lahakdim Yisrael la'akum. So, in a case where you make the same money by selling to a Jew as a non-Jew, so then Medina, you have to sell it to the Jew. The quotes are Taras Kohanim, quotes Rashi. Vayanira, Shafilu bepachos me'akum, hu mazir akosuv, shilu shavu b'shavu b'shita. And it would seem that that then applies even if the Jew is going to give you less money, even if there'll be a loss relative to selling it to the Nachri. So there might be a little bit mashmas here. Vayanir shafilu bipachos me'akum is not talking about a large hefresh. Even where there's a small hefresh, still you're supposed to prefer the Yisrael over the Nachri. And then he has a line a little bit later. Mashmas shafilu bipachos me'akum Yisrael kodem. So there may be a mashmas here that it's only if the differential is minimal, but in a chanami, if there's a larger differential, then these halachas do not apply. Ramosha seems to assume this way lahalacha. Yaredei Chela Gimel Simen Sadi Gimel, the last page in the Mar Mekomos. In the middle paragraph, Ramosha writes, "Hinei Davar Pasha Li Yistaiti Demash." The Gemara that Ami Kodem Bahalva. He says on the second column, I revad I obesach katan, sharibis bizem muat shetzarach levater, kedem asina benevela shekadim nesina legeratoshim v'chir lenachri, psachim kaf aleph, nevodasaradav kaf. So, Ramosha assumes that din of halva is only where the differential is going to be minimal, the amount of profit that you can make off the ribis is minimal, and that's parallel to the case of Lager ben Asina, where the amount of profit you can make on the Nevela, selling it to Nafri, or giving it to Geratoshev, would be minimal as well. So here Moshe is talking in the Halva context that the din to give it to Yisrael over Nafri only applies where the differential is minimal. Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Tes, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Tes, was asked in a 1959 Shuvah dated on Shushan Purim in Manchester, how to deal with a new phenomena in England called a chain store. Till then, you had your local Hamish grocer who would sell you groceries, and now you have this big supermarket that's putting the local grocer out of business because they can sell at a lower price. And the chain store is owned by a Nochri. So does this then apply that you have to support your local Jewish grocer over the non-Jewish supermarket, even if the non-Jewish supermarket gives a better price? So the Minchas Yitzchak is unsure as to how to be magdir the hefsed differential that would allow you to support the non-Jew over the Jew. So he points out in Poskim you don't really have any clarity on this. Even if you assume, like those Poskim, that you are mechuyev to support the Yisrael even at a financial loss, how much of a loss do you have to swallow? So maybe you could differentiate between an ani and usher. Someone's a rich person, so then the differential that we'd ask them to swallow might be greater. Maybe we should follow the din of shesus, just like onah is b'shesus, 1/6 of the karen. So maybe you should have to support the Jewish merchant as long as the price differential is within 1/6. Then he quotes the Darkei Shuvah Hilchos Ribbis, Yerodei Simon Kuf Nun Tes, Siv Katan Zayin, who quotes a shita that when it comes to Ribbis, you're only mechuyev to give the loan to the Yisrael over the Nachri, where the potential profit from the Ribbis is less than a Shavar Pruta. That's quite an uncommon situation. So he says, L'maisa Sarach Ian, in all these possibilities, what should be correct, lehalacha? He says, if the Yisrael is overcharging beyond what he's entitled to charge, so then there's nothing to talk about, then there's definitely no chiyuv to support the Yisrael over a nachri. Then he says, leaving aside this particular din in the Torah's Kohanim, even if you'll argue that it doesn't apply, and the differential is such that would allow you to support or buy from the non-Jew, nevertheless, there is another value to address of giving business to Jews independent of this halacha. Chiyamuch achicha matay yado imach. Torah's Kohanim says, al tinichu shidaveh, halamazda domer, halamazda el gabi chamor. That you have a donkey that has a heavy load, help him. So if you have a Jew who is having financial parnasa problems, help him out. So even if there's no formal halacha, it's still commendable to help out a Jew in need. Now the poskim do discuss in this context, what about, let's say there is a preference to give money to a Yisrael over Nachri, to do business with a Yisrael over Nachri. What about an Einu Shamar Torah Mitzvahs? So is that of a din of Amisecha? So is that of a din of Amisecha in this context, or certain areas of halacha where it's not b'chlal Amisecha? Maybe by Ribbis from Mumer. Maybe by Onah. So Chazon Sofer addresses that in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph in Choshen Mishpat. It raises that question, and maybe it's not b'chlal Amisecha. And the Minchas Yitzchak assumes that way. Chuvas Van Hagos or Sturmbach, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tav Tav Hey. It'll assume that to the extent that we are concerned about this halacha, it doesn't necessarily apply to a mumer or to someone who's not a shomer Torah u'mitzvos. Rav Shturmbach is bothered, chelek aleph simen tav tav hey, why is it that people don't seem to be concerned about this halacha? People go for the better price, even if the better price is from a non-Shomer Torah Mitzvos or a non-Jew. So he suggests that maybe the Iker Din of the Torah's Kohanim to sell Amisecha is only Mishum Gemilas Chesed. It's not a formal Din. It's a form of Gemilas Chesedim. So then you can more easily cheshbin Chayach HaKomen if it's going to be at a loss to you. So you're not mechuyev to extend that kind of chesed if it's going to cause a financial loss to you. Rav Asher Weiss seems to go in that kind of a direction in last week's shiur, that the fact that it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch may be reflective of the fact that this is a Eitza Tova, or it's a form of chesed, but not an absolute formal din, and therefore there's more flexibility in terms of the application. Baruch Sternbach does write that a person should be conscious, definitely in a case where there's no financial loss, to support a Jew over a non-Jew, to support a Shomer Shabbos over a non-Shomer Shabbos. He writes that the Chazon Ish was makbid that he would support a Shomer Shabbos pharmacist in Bnei Brak, even though the pharmacist lived, or his business was at a significant distance from where the Chazon Ish was. The Chazon Ish would be makbid to send someone to buy from this pharmacist who's a Shomer Shabbos, where there wasn't a Shomer Shabbos more locally, even though he acknowledges maybe that was Lifnei Mishur Thadin, not necessarily the Ikar Din. And then he says, what's the Shear? So let's say you have a non-Shomer Shabbos or a non-Jew down the block, and then you have a Shomer Shabbos business a mile away. So you have to always travel a mile away to give him business over the neighbor who's more convenient. So he doesn't know about that either. So maybe it should be a Shear Mill, like we find in other areas of Halacha, like going to the Dam of the Minyan. Then he says, if it's only a one-time small purchase, and it's hard to argue that the halacha really applies, it's only for large purchases or for consistent purchases or constant business. So he also raises a number of question marks about this. And the fact that the common practice seems not to be so makbid. The context of the Deborah Siner, Chele Beisim and Kuf Kuf, he was asked whether this halacha, the context of the Torah's Kohanim, again, is about Mekach u'Memkar for Karka and for Metatlin. What about hiring a worker? Is there a preference to hire a Jewish worker over a non-Jewish worker? So first he assumes, he says there's a Sifri. What's the Sifri in Dvarim? The Sifri outlines that there's a preference to hire a Eved Ivri over an Eved Kanani. You can buy an Eved Kanani, you can get an Eved Ivri. So even though your benefit from the Eved Kanani is far greater than the Eved Ivri, there are more liabilities with Eved Ivri, still better to have an Eved Ivri over an Eved Kanani. So he thinks that the same thing should be true for a Poel, Skiris Poland, better to hire a Jewish worker than a non-Jewish worker. That's his assumption. He actually thinks that the din applies even in a case of a significant hefresh, like the first day in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he also talks about chain stores and has a similar analysis to the Minchas Yitzchak. So he says, if the chain store is not owned by Jews, so then that's not Bechlal Amisacha, even if there's somebody non-Shomer Shabbos, not Bechlal Amisacha. So better to give the business to the Jew or the Shomer Shabbos, but again, the exact Adarim are somewhat unclear. The bottom line, this is a cheshbin that you should have if all things are equal. And the issue is when all things are not equal, there seems to be what to rely on to be makel, where there is some sort of hafsek.
To the extent that a non-Jew is tinech shnishka, that he's b'chal misecha,
right?
Is there any reason to say the Shomer Shabbos goes ahead of that person?
As far as the amisecha, then probably not.
Probably not, right?
Right. Although if the story is the Chazon Ish was mapped to give business to the Shomer Shabbos, and the Chazon Ish is the Marid HaShmeis of how to define our non-Shomer Shabbos with Manenu, but I know to the story.
Right.
Unless that's for other Cheshbonos.
Right. And also,
meaning he held they were Tinoko Shanish.
That's the famous Chazon Ish.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, you know, in terms of price differential, how do you figure out price differential? You could say the price of milk or the price, of, you know, on a one-time transaction, it's small,
right?
But if you're doing, if you're going there twice a week and over time,
and how do you calculate? I'm thinking distance-wise, you know,
how do you calculate a while becomes a half-sit move.
Right. Yeah. These are all very, very confusing things that no one seems to have clear gedarim on.
Right.